It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues her media blitz in this last month before the election. There are significant concerns about misinformation circulating about Hurricane Helene and the need for more federal funding, pressing with the arrival of Hurricane Milton in just a few hours. I'm Michelle Durham. Joining us live from Capitol Hill, he does it every week at this time, CBS News congressional reporter Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. Let's start with Vice President Harris and the media blitz,
including a phone call she just made into CNN live on the air during their Hurricane Milton coverage, trying to push back on this dangerous misinformation being perpetuated about FEMA, about the storm, and about the federal response to Hurricane Helene and preparations for Hurricane Milton. There has been so much disinformation about FEMA that it was a Republican member of Congress from North Carolina writing an open letter, Michelle, to his constituents saying, "The government does not control the weather. Helene was not an effort by the federal government to seize your land." The White House continued these efforts to stop the conspiracy theories, and Vice President Harris did so today, too. But this comes on the heels of about 72 hours of interviews by the vice president on The View, the late night shows, on Howard Stern, trying to get her message out, too, that she is fighting for votes, fighting to win this election, and doing so while also contrasting herself with former President Trump.
Now, Scott, I understand that there are significant concerns on the Hill and, frankly, all levels of government, you know, about the misinformation with Helene, which you addressed a little bit. And I guess it's just time to reiterate that the federal funds for FEMA are not used for anything else.
Yeah, two big issues here. First of all, yeah, the administration is trying to push back on another conspiracy theory that money that should go to the victims in North Carolina was instead rerouted to help undocumented migrants. Simply untrue, and they're just trying to get rid of that conspiracy theory. But at the same time, there's concern that any of these, you know, suspicions or cynical views of government may dissuade people from evacuating in Florida. And that was a concern the White House press secretary mentioned today here at the podium at the White House. But when it comes to money, Michelle, this is actually a secondary concern, that some of the disaster relief money is now running low. It's being depleted, including for the Small Business Administration, which helps businesses recover from storm damage. They're going to run out of money by the end of this month. And the White House is calling on Congress to come back and get some emergency aid passed to avoid it running completely barren. That's something they would have to do earlier than expected before the election.
Absolutely, because we have Milton now approaching, and so it's more pressing than ever, Scott.
FEMA says it'll have enough money. It has enough left to handle both Milton and what it's doing with Helene. But it's that secondary pot of money, that Small Business Administration money, where they don't have enough necessarily to get through all of Milton. Somebody in Congress is going to have to move on some of this before November.
All right, CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.